I thought you were asleep. Oh, I got kept late at work again. I kind of lost track of time. You know how it is with these complex cases. You didn't have to call the office, you know. It's like you don't trust me. I wasn't there anyway. Oh, we needed a break, so I went to Denny's with the team. You called one of them? How'd you even get their number? This was bound to happen at some point. I guess I should tell you the truth. Of course I love you, honey. I've loved you almost as long as we've known each other. But as for me cheating on you... Come on, honey. You come home from work and spend hours looking at God knows what kind of porn. We barely have any sexual relationship. And on the rare occasion when my seduction attempts actually work, you barely try. It doesn't help that I can barely even feel you inside me when you try. No, honey. It's not just that. Don't you get it? I'm a woman with a sexual appetite, and you're not meeting my needs. Maybe if you tried more, compensated for your little dick with your mouth or something, but no. You just watch porn and lay there as I fuck you. So, I found what I needed somewhere else. With who? You want to know? You really want me to tell you all the details of my affairs? Yes, I said affairs? If I tell you about the guys I've been seeing, you have to shut up and listen to the whole thing, or I'm just gonna leave and we can deal with this another time. Did they fuck me? No, honey. They all gave me flowers and kisses on the cheek. What do you think they did? Look, you need to shut up and just listen. I'm not telling you any more of this, and I'm gonna walk out. And you know, since I'm a lawyer and you're not, the divorce will be so fucking fun. Oh, now you get it? So, are you gonna shut your mouth and listen? Good. Honey, I want you to know that I never meant to cheat on you. 2 months ago, the girls dragged me to their favorite bar on the south side to pick up one of their boyfriends. I didn't realize it was a singles club till I got there. And it was the weirdest thing. The guy started hitting on me like crazy. After dealing with being mostly ignored by you, it made me feel attractive and kind of sexy and wanted. But I never intended to do anything about it. Until this one cute guy came up to me and asked me to dance. I said no, but he practically begged me, so I gave in. I didn't see the harm in it. It's just dancing, right? So we started to dance to this sexy hip-hop song the DJ was playing. And he started bumping against me, running his hands down my sides and over my ass. Then he moved behind me and started grinding against my ass. That's when I felt it. It filled the crease of my ass and went partway up my back. His cock was huge. I sort of lost it for a moment. And when he came back around to me, I couldn't help but look down at his crotch. His bulge was ridiculous. I just couldn't stop staring at it. And he noticed me staring. That's when he started to get more touchy, running his hands over my ass and my breasts, even against my pussy. I hadn't felt this naughty or that wanted in ages, and I started to get wet. It was all I could do to keep my legs from buckling at his touch, and I think he knew it too, because he grabbed my hand and pulled me to the men's bathroom in the back of the club. The next thing I know, he's locked the door and is teasing me about how much I want to see his cock. I didn't know what to say. I was thinking about you the whole time, as he stood there blocking the door, about how much I love you and how wrong it would be to give in to this temptation. I really meant to resist, but God, he made the choice for me and dropped his pants to his ankles. Fuck, he had a beautiful cock. So hard. And long, and so fucking thick, and he had such big balls, that filled out his sack so wonderfully. That's when my mouth started to water. Honey, I just... Wait, huh? Oh my god. Is that a bulge? You totally have a hard-on. Your wife is telling you about how another guy exposed himself to her, and you have a fucking hard-on. Liar! Pull it out. Right now. I want to see it. Do it. Oh my god. I knew it was small, but after seeing a real cock, yours looks even smaller than I remember. I'm sorry. Your cock can make you come, right? At least there's that, right? Why don't you touch it for me, sweetie? Come on, you're already hard. Why don't you put your hand on that little thing and jack off? Hmm? How about this? If you do so, I'll tell you more. Oh, you're acting so upset. But look at you. Your dick is rock hard. I bet you can't wait to hear what I have to say next. Admit it. You want to know more, don't you? Then start jacking off. No, I'm not going to help you jerk off. You're gonna start now. Uh-huh. Aw, honey. Such a good boy. It looks so cute in your hands. Don't stop. I'm going to tell you more. Good. Just keep jerking it. I'm sorry to tell you this, but his cock was much bigger than yours. It was, I don't know, twice as big as yours, maybe. I couldn't tear my eyes away from it. And he told me I should get on my knees and suck it. I thought of you again. But this time, it was about how unsatisfied I was with your little dick. I couldn't help it. I had to obey him. It was all your fault, honey. I dropped to my knees, and I pressed the head of his cock against my lips. And fuck if I didn't open them and let him push it in. It was amazing. Velvety, thick, slightly bitter from his sweat. And after that first taste, I knew I needed more of it. I wanted to know what it felt like to have a real cock moving in my mouth. And boy, did he let me have it. I didn't tell you to stop stroking it, did I? If you want to hear more, if you want me to finish this story, you better keep stroking that tiny little dicklet of yours. That's a good boy. He put his hands in my hair, and he called me a slut as he thrust into my mouth. I'd just met the guy, and he was already fucking my mouth. And it felt so amazing. Feeling my lips spreading wide to take him. Feeling my tongue glide over that thick tube along the underside. And actually having the head of it press into my throat. Oh, honey, I was so fucking wet. I could feel it dripping down my thighs, right through my panties. Kinda like now. Honey, that guy kept fucking my mouth and calling me such awful names. Cocksucker, whore, slut. He told me that he knew I was a cock whore the moment he saw me walk in. All I could do was moan and keep sucking. God, His cock filled my mouth so well. I did everything I could to get him off. I fucked his cock with my mouth and used my hands to jack him off. I tasted him, licked him, sucked on it, slapped it against my cheek even. I played with his balls and moaned around his shaft. At that point, I was crazy. I lost all sense of time. I forgot about you. All I could think of was his massive dick turning me into this true cock slut. Aww, look at you, jerking that thing. You like me saying these words, don't you, honey? You like me saying I'm a cock slut. That I loved being on my knees, worshipping his big, thick dick. Can you imagine what that must have looked like? His cock contrasting with my red lips. Can you imagine me like that? Look at you. I've never seen you this hard. You look like you're going to come. Oh, honey. If I'd known that all it took to turn you on was cheating on you, I'd have done it a lot sooner. Because I loved sucking his cock. And honey, when he came, I let him do it in my mouth. When he came in my mouth, it was like electricity flowing through me. I came so hard, I almost blacked out. Yeah, that's right, baby. Sucking his big dick made me come. There was so much sperm. You've never been able to produce nearly half that amount. I tried to swallow it, but it was so thick and sticky. I got it on my lips and in my hair. I still had it in my hair when I came home that night. Maybe it was because I tried to milk it all out. I was so desperate to have more. And I knew right then that I'd never be satisfied with anything smaller again. So, that's when I decided to visit that bar on a regular basis. You're getting so close, aren't you? You fucking pervert. Your wife cheats on you with a cock that makes yours look like such a baby dick. And you're just jacking off. Why don't you come for me? Why don't you come for your cheating cock whore of a wife? Your poor little balls look like they're about to burst. If you do come, I'll tell you about my next trip to the bar. Come on, baby. You know you like that I've cuckolded you. That I'm probably never going to fuck you again. That all I want now is a big dick. And yours just isn't going to cut it anymore. Not even your cum is gonna be enough. Come for me. Come all over your hand and the floor. That's where your cum belongs. Just imagine me sucking his dick on my knees. Come on, baby. Show your loving wife that you're okay with her being a big cock slut. Yeah. There we go. Comfort me. Fuck. Yeah. Baby. Oh, such a good boy. Look at you. You just jacked off to your wife, telling you that your dick doesn't satisfy her as much as a big cock. Did it feel good? Maybe this cheating thing wasn't so bad. I think you need to come a lot more for me, though. It's okay. I've got more stories to tell. You see, I haven't told you about the 7 guys who gangbanged me yet.